Tonga.
Good evening. Thank you for joining us for the 18 Hours Bulletin. President Hagainde Hichilema has called for an immediate end to the ongoing conflict in Gaza, which has led to the tragic loss of lives on both the Israeli and Palestinian sides. And President Hichilema has urged all parties to pursue dialogue as the only path to achieving a just and lasting peace. Speaking at State House during a farewell courtesy call from the Ambassador of the State of Palestine and Dean of the Diplomatic Corps, Dr. Waleed Hassan, following the successful completion of his tour of duty in the country, the President has highlighted the long-standing relationship between Zambia and the State of Palestine. The head of state has noted that this bond rooted in shared values and solidarity was established by the founding leaders, Dr. Kenneth Kaunda and Chairman Yasser Arafat. President Hichilema has since wished Dr. Hassan well as he embarks on the next chapter of his distinguished diplomatic career. The Zambia Revenue Authority, ZRA, has directed that it is mandatory for all fueling stations to issue smart invoices for all businesses, business-to-business, B2B transactions. In a statement, ZRA Corporate Communications Manager Oliver Nzala says for business-to-consumer or individual B2C transactions, smart invoices are to be issued only upon request by the consumer. He said all remaining B2C sales that are not invoiced must be consolidated into a single summary invoice, which should be generated at the end of each business day or shift as applicable. Ms. Anzala says fueling stations are advised to ensure strict adherence to this directive to remain compliant with the smart invoicing requirements. He said the authority has also embarked on a vigorous nationwide campaign to onboard all fueling stations onto the smart invoicing platform, with a total of 494 fueling stations having been successfully onboarded. The Zambia National Building Society, ZNBS, has handed over a 15 million kwacha dividend check to the Ministry of Finance and National Planning. And Minister of Finance and National Planning, Sumbeko Musokotwane, has commended the institution for its profitability and consistent contributions to the Treasury. He has noted that the decision to reinvest the majority of the 186 million kwacha profit into upgrading the core banking system was prudent, as it will support long-term growth. Dr. Musokotwane has praised ZNBS for its efforts in expanding affordable housing through projects such as the Kwatu Hill and Mansa Garden Housing Estates.
Zambia National Building Society has been doing very well. In the last 4 years, when I've been here as the Minister of Finance, year after year, we have received dividends in this very room, and I say that it is one of the few parastatal institutions which have been making profits and paying dividends. When others come here asking for money, the building society has always contributed to the treasury of the country.
Meanwhile, ZNBS Board Chairperson Geoffrey Samukonga has reaffirmed the institution's commitment to delivering value to shareholders while promoting housing development across the country.
This decision underscores our continued commitment to delivering value to our shareholders and reflects our confidence in the financial strength and stability of Zambia National Building Society. Today's dividend payout is both a celebration, and these achievements are a testament that the trust and support you have given us as shareholders is really commendable.
Energy Minister Makozo Chikote has called for a shift in mindset to complement government efforts in addressing energy insecurity. Mr. Chikote has expressed concern over the slow pace of implementation of several energy projects, despite agreements having been signed. Speaking during the Zanaco Climate Symposium in Lusaka, the minister has emphasized the importance of setting clear timelines for project execution to ensure tangible results. Mr. Chikote has also highlighted the need for collaboration to facilitate the country's transition to clean energy.
When we were calling for investments in the solar energy, I had numbers and numbers for people willing to invest in the solar energy. But are we moving at the same speed to implement what we want to do? The answer is no. I've signed so many agreements, implementation agreements. My entity ZESCO, a number of purchasing agreements signed. But do we see all those numbers we have in prevention? The answer is no. The issue is financial cost. Tangible projects.
Meanwhile, Zanaco Acting Chief Executive Officer Kalengo Simukoko has stated that the bank has financed approximately 1.2 billion kwacha worth of renewable energy projects, including a $40 million solar power plant, with several more initiatives currently in the pipeline.
I'm not about to do the financing end, so that we can call some of these initiatives that are already on the table quickly and help plan the gap that we have in terms of our energy supply in the country. For us to be able to achieve some of the growth targets that we have for economy, we believe that we need to invest more in the energy sector, and this platform is meant to help us not only have conversation but encourage quick closure of some of the opportunities that we see in that sector to be able to help us achieve that.
The Hot FM Business News is brought to you by Access Bank. More than banking.
Government has commended the Zambia Institute for Tourism and Hospitality Studies, ZITHS, for making significant strides in addressing skills and knowledge gaps in the country's tourism sector. Speaking at the commissioning of the Food Science Laboratory at ZITHS, Tourism Minister Rodney Sikumba has emphasized tourism's critical role as an economic driver capable of generating employment and wealth while supporting Zambia's diversification beyond mining and agriculture. He has highlighted government efforts to reposition tourism as a key economic sector by prioritizing human capital development.
Our government, your government, has taken a bold step into getting tourism education from early childhood learning. And I just want to give a round of applause to this governing council and management for having championed that particular agenda. Aspects to growing numbers of tourists, it was very, very important that we bridge the gap. And just last week, I did announce that our half-year results are all indicating the right way. We are sitting at about 1.2 million arrivals, which obviously speaking, same period last year, we were sitting at about 1.1, an indication that we're doing something right.
Meanwhile, ZITHS Executive Director Anne Sivanda has noted that the institution is now accredited under TAVETA, enabling learners to apply for the CDF Skills Development Sponsorship.
May I submit for your information, for the information of our distinguished ladies and gentlemen, as well as the public, that this is TAVETA accredited. As such, learners can access skills development opportunities through CDF, sponsorship through their local council, MPs, WGCs, to be able to access training that boosts their employability as well as their income.
International news.
Nigeria's customs agency says it has seized over 1,600 birds bound for Kuwait in what it described as the country's largest wildlife tracking bust. The agency said in a statement on Tuesday that ring-necked parrots and green and yellow fronted canaries were intercepted at Lagos International Airport by Nigeria.